Village Kids Advent Podcast 2022. The Adventure of Christmas.
Welcome back to the last day of the Village Kids 2022 Advent Podcast. It is hard to believe that we have come this far. I have a special guest with me today. I'm going to let her introduce herself. What is your name, special guest?
Macy.
All right, Miss Macy, can you believe we've come this far? Here we are at the end of our adventure.
No.
Right? How did we even get to Christmas? It's like we wait and we wait and we wait and here we are. And so we are so thankful and excited that we get to come into your homes on Christmas Day and celebrate with you. And we hope our time together will be sweet for you just to tune into. So our theme for today is Merry Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big day. And we're celebrating today the topic that the King has come. Here we are. We've made it on this whole adventure. We've gone through the story, through the book of Luke, all looking at these characters. And now we get to live in this reality that Jesus is with us now. He was Emmanuel as the baby in that manger. And from here on out, we watch him grow up and we watch him have more and more of a continual impact on our story. So before we get into all of that, Macy, I would love to hear, what are you looking forward to this Christmas?
I'm looking forward to this Christmas is just being with my family.
Mm-hmm. And what do you enjoy doing with your family? What do you enjoy celebrating with them?
I like sitting by the fire and drinking hot cocoa.
Ooh, that sounds very fun. So I hope today, Macy's family, that's what you're doing while you're listening to this podcast. If not, now's an opportunity to go sit by the fire, listen to the podcast, and drink some hot cocoa. Maybe for all of our listeners.
Yeah.
Right? They could enjoy that. I would love to hear from you, Macy. What is a favorite adventure that you have been on?
Being with my friends, Maggie and Melina. Mm-hmm. We went to Melina's rock climbing game.
Mm-hmm. And that was an adventure. What made that an adventure for you to go to that?
Watching Melina try her very best.
Oh, that's so fun. And so that was an adventure in your heart, being able to see her just like and compete, right? And use her skills and to be able to do such a fun thing that she's very gifted at, right?
Yeah.
What do you like most about taking adventures? Whether it's like hiking or being outside or trying new things, new foods, what do you like most about adventures?
Trying new things and going different places.
Okay, so you have like a sense of adventure. You're like, ooh, let's try this out. What do you like least about adventures?
When I get hurt.
That's legit, right? You're like, oh, that didn't really work out the way I wanted it to.
I had fun, but I mean, I got hurt.
Yeah. Do you get hurt often?
Yeah, usually.
I've been on some adventures with you, and as you said that, all these like moments came into my mind of like, you do get hurt kind of on adventures.
Yeah.
That is sad. All right. So Macy, tell me a little bit about where are we going today? Talk to me about what are we talking about?
On Christmas Day is a blur for most families, and many of us love celebrating this great day with our church families. Mm. Perhaps there is a moment in the car on the way to church during an afternoon walk or just before bed when you can thank God for this goodness to your family this Christmas. This season is to help you do that.
All right, so today we are celebrating the birth of Jesus. And today we're not having church. We're not headed to church. We went to church last night for Christmas Eve, right? But today in our homes, we get this moment to be able to reflect on what this is about. And so would you say that for you, some Christmases are a blur, or do you feel like you remember everything that happens on Christmas Day really clearly?
Sometimes each.
Yeah, I would say it's a combo effort for me too.
Yeah.
When I was little, I can remember some Christmases really clearly, which was actually the ones I was like really sick for. I remember all of it because it was sad. And then so many of the good times were just like, well, that was fun, but it's such a blur.
Yeah.
And so as we imagine what it was like for Mary and Joseph and even baby Jesus on this day of that first Christmas, what do you think it felt like for them? Do you think it was a blur, or what do you think it felt like for them?
I guess a blur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why do you think that?
Because, well, they couldn't find a home. so they had to stay in a stable.
I imagine it was a little bit overwhelming, but I imagine also that Mary, in all these moments of like her humanity and feeling overwhelmed and like she didn't know what she was doing and like, how is this all going to happen? She didn't have what she needed.
Yeah.
But that the Lord like continually was meeting her in those moments and just speaking his peace to her, speaking his calm to her, right? And showing that he had her back, right?
Yeah.
It's interesting to know, we don't know what our... We secretly were recording this before Christmas Day, right? Just like we have all these podcasts. And so we don't know what our Christmas Day is going to be like, but I hope that for our listeners, that no matter how you're tempted for it to be maybe overwhelming or blur today, I hope that we all continue to take the opportunity to kind of slow down, to worship Jesus, to be thankful that what we're even giving gifts for or the hot cocoa that we're drinking, these things are all as a celebration to the fact that we have a Savior who is with us and that the gospel that he continued to live for, then we know that he died for, he resurrected for, right? And now he is actually seated up in heaven and he is with us in every one of our moments and every one of our days. So Macy, I want you to think with me, what is the biggest difference that it makes for you that you know that Jesus is with us? Jesus is with you.
When I get in a big situation, like I can't get out of it, I know Jesus is with me still.
So you're like, okay, I might feel a little stuck. I might feel like I don't really know what thing to do next, right? But maybe confused is a word people would say for that.
Yeah.
But I know that he's still with me right now. And what is he going to help you do?
He's going to help me get out of that situation.
Does he come down and like appear to you and be like, Macy, come this way?
No.
Not yet, right? So what do you, when you say you know that he's going to help you get out of it, what do you mean by that?
He helps me through the Holy Spirit.
And what does the Holy Spirit do? What does the Holy Spirit give you in that moment? If you're overwhelmed or like, oh, I don't know what to do. How does the Holy Spirit like speak to you?
It just leads me with right, wrong, what to do, what I shouldn't do, and how to get out of that. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. So he gives you like clarity. Right?
Yeah.
Gives you like discernment, gives you wisdom for like, okay, well, let's try this, right? Sometimes I think about that as like, I don't know even how to get to the end yet, but I think the Holy Spirit comes and he's like, but this is the next right thing. So let's do the next right thing. And then after that, when we don't know what to do, the next right thing after that, right?
Mm-hmm.
We just take it one little baby step at a time.
Yeah.
So when our listeners and when you and I have opened all of the presents, when we've eaten all of our really good food, when we've drinking our hot chocolate, and on Christmas Day tonight when we're going to collapse into our beds, what are we going to thank God for?
Having family members by my side.
Mm-hmm. So you get all these new presents, you get all these things, right?
Yeah.
And I love the fact that you're like, that's fun. I mean, we could agree that's kind of fun sometimes, right? Yeah.
But family is more important than presents, hot cocoa. Yeah.
And why do you count your family as such a gift?
Because they're the only thing that's really alive. Like, they're like dogs and cats. They don't have long lives.
Mm-hmm.
They don't stay with you for your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
They stick with you.
Mm-hmm.
They agree. Sometimes you can fight. I mean, most siblings fight.
Right.
But
I wish you could have seen Macy's face when she said that. I mean, most siblings fight.
Yeah.
She threw her hands up in the air. Yeah. I mean, so are you saying you fight with your siblings sometimes?
Yeah.
What?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. I think you're right. You know, here's a secret. Everyone in our family is a sinner. Have you noticed that?
Everyone.
Yeah, everyone, right? My family, your family, every family. So there's these moments, right, where your sin clashes with another person's sin and you're like, get out of town. Sometimes it's our own heart. James talks about the fact, the book of James talks about how, what is it that causes fights and quarrels among you? Oh, it's your own desires. So my desires are like running up against someone else's desires, and then our desires kind of have like a clash, and that's what makes our fights. We want what we want, when we want it, how we want it. Have you ever thought about that? Yeah. You're a pretty generous, kind person though, right? But still, it's so hard because you're like, hey, why are you like trampling on me? Why are you like taking these things from me?
I always try to do the right thing, but like sometimes I just get into a big fight.
I know. It's a thing. You know what? Sometimes I think even adults find themselves in that position. But let's go back to our conversation about the Holy Spirit. And as we're on Christmas Day, I think that probably many people listening to this podcast might have more fights going on in their homes than they really want to, right? You know, Christmas is supposed to be the perfect day out of all the year when no one sins, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But the fact that we sin even on Christmas, what should that remind us of?
that Jesus died for our sins.
Mm-hmm. And then what did he do with them? Did he just like take them all and give them back to us and be like, take this, this is yours. You have to pay for it.
He paid for it.
That's right. He paid for it for us. So do we have to walk around and be like, oh, I'm such a sinner?
No.
Mm-mm. No, because he paid for it. He took that like burden, right? He took that heaviness and he has already like justified us. He's already taken care of that. And so now, even on Christmas, we get to celebrate the results of what his resurrection power did in our lives. And we have an opportunity to get along with our family. We have an opportunity to love them even when they're sinners, right? We have an opportunity to look inside of our own hearts and really ask Jesus to help us live in the spirit instead of in the flesh. And so I think this might be some of the most practical Christmas Day family advice we've ever given here. And I think hopefully reminders to all of our families listening that we get to look to Jesus at every moment because we need him at every moment. And on Christmas Day, we're celebrating the fact that he is with us, that he is Emmanuel. The King has come. The King has come, and this makes a huge difference for our stories. So Macy, I would love today for you to just tell me, what is your favorite thing about Jesus? We have Emmanuel, the King has come, he's with us. We did not have a scripture assigned for today, but I would love for you to just tell me, what's your favorite thing about Jesus?
That he just doesn't sin and he will never.
That he's perfect. Yeah. Why do you look up to him? Like, why do you think, oh my gosh, that's what I love about him the most, that he's perfect?
Because I can always try and do that, but I will never be able to make it. Mm-hmm. I just can at least try my very best.
Yeah. We're not able to be righteous, right?
Yeah.
It's like all of our righteousness is like dirty rags. It's such a disappointing Bible verse.
Where sadly. You're
like, right?
Sadly.
I know, right? I wish you could see Macy's face again. Sadly, again. Yet he says that he's going to help us with that, right? We don't have to sit there. We don't even have to try to be righteous because it's not by works of righteousness. So none of us can go around bragging, but it's by the grace of God that we're able to have salvation in him. All right, Macy. Well, I just love getting to have this Christmas conversation with you. I love getting to watch the Holy Spirit working in your life and giving you that wisdom and discernment. And I would love it. Can you just close us in prayer today?
Yeah. Jesus, thank you for all the people who are listening. I pray that you help us all to sleep well when we go into our soft, comfy beds. And pray that you help us to thank you and to let us rejoice because you took our sins away. Mm. You were the one who paid for it all. You were the one who let us just be free. Just name him.
Oh, I love it. Thank you, Macy. All right, should we close by wishing our listeners a Merry Christmas?
Yes.
Merry Christmas!
Booyah!